Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscatton here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you're with us today. Felt led today on our podcast to do an urgent warning update for Israel. We need to be on the wall. Events are very fluid right now. The world has chosen one path, and we need to stand with the Lord's path concerning covenant Israel at this hour. All right, press in. Good day to you. So glad you joined us here on this Thursday. It is April 11, 2024, as we move forward in this hour, moving toward Passover, which is on our calendar, the 22nd. I think the evening of the 22nd to the 23rd. We're having our Passover celebration 21st on a Sunday. If you'd like to tune into our platforms that day, we'll be celebrating that Passover. I know the traditional Easter was a couple weeks ago, but we're going back to the Nisan calendar, or the first month of the biblical calendar, as the Lord put it in His Scripture. So we are in a new year on the biblical calendar, moving forward to this Passover season. That's why we did our podcast last week. We gave you a lot of prophetic this week, dreams, encounters, and also the update on this month. A very important month, as these are the three spring feasts, which are incredibly important. Passover, first fruits, and unleavened bread, which Jesus already fulfilled. These are fulfilled feasts. We can still learn from them. They're Moedims, are appointed times for the Lord to be with us. As Chuck Pierce said, every Passover, when he wrote his book a couple years ago, is going to be an important Passover, literal Passovers, and we're going to see events we have every year since he wrote that book. And we've been saying some of the same things, but he wrote it down. I give him honor for that. And it is happening. So as we move into this time, Jesus was our Passover lamb. He was the first fruit of the resurrection of the dead, and He was the unleavened, the sacrifice without spot or wrinkle that made it worthy for all of us to have salvation because of His perfect death. So we celebrate that right now as we go into this season. And remind you, this time last year, we were in our Isaiah 62 fast for Israel, praying for covenant Israel. Remember the boundaries of Israel according to the book of Genesis, not the boundaries that are there now, the boundaries that the world wants them to have. And we want to be praying covenant prayers. God, You bring it out. Now, we have a problem here in Gaza because of the serpent. Now, why do we keep praying this way? Because Isaiah 62 tells us, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not keep quiet. We are responsible. As the Lord is not going to be quiet or silent, so the same attitude we should have. He said, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all day and night, and they will never keep silent. That's us. You are to who remind the Lord to take no rest for yourselves, and give Him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in all the earth. If that's the passion of the Lord, it should be our passion as well. So now we got this war going on, and the world is beginning to really rise up right now. We saw, and I shared it this week, in the United Nations, they were speaking in the Middle East and speaking about Gaza, and an earthquake hits right in the middle of the United Nations meeting. There, God is saying, listen to Me in this hour. So we have this whole battle. Now, Israel has been told throughout its generations to kill the head, or to kill the giants, cut the head of the serpent off. They didn't do that in Joshua's time. They left the giants in Gaza, Golan Heights and Hebron area. And so today, those are those three big battlegrounds that they still have. We have a chance to cut the head of the serpent. I'm not talking about humans. I'm talking about the serpent. Now, he functions through humans. We saw that in October 7 last year when those massacred Jews along the border, raped, pillaged, all that they went through by these demonic forces that are functioning through this organization, terrorist organization called Hamas. We have to rise up in prayer and stand on the wall. And again, I'm not here validating everything the Israeli government does or their military. I'm just saying this is a time the Lord wants the serpent's head cut off. War is ugly. There's nothing good about it. But when evil is evil and it will not come out, it has to be exercised out by the power of God. And we need that help right now for God to come in and do that. Now, I'm going to do you a little reporting here, more than just prophetic. If you know the battle in Rafah, southern Gaza, where the troops have pulled out, Israeli IDF has. They left one troop in there to help the corridor to stay open. The reason they're pulling them out, this is a military strategy. It's very clear. They're going to start targeting certain spots where Hamas is hiding. And unfortunately, the hostages are there, so we need to pray protection over them as Israel targets where Hamas has been hiding in this hour. And they didn't want their troops in there when they start doing that. So they're going to pull them out and then for one last push into that area. Now, there's a battle on the ground politically as well as militarily in Israel, and we have to fight the good fight here. So I'm going to let you hear a little report from Mark Levin, works for Fox. He's a little bit of a sensationalist. But he has some news that we need to pay attention to that I think is very important for this hour.
While Joe Biden's trying to put Donald Trump in prison and his Praetorian Guard media are celebrating, he's also trying to destroy the government in Israel simultaneously and take out Benjamin Netanyahu. There's a piece in JNS by Carolyn Glick. The war rages in the Gaza Strip, northern Israel, Lebanon, Eilat. And on the streets of Israel, cities as Iran's Palestinian, Lebanese, Syrian, Iraqi, and Yemeni proxies maintain and escalate their operations against the Jewish state. Unmoved by this state of affairs, Israel's far left is reinstating the anti-government riots that occurred regularly for the first three quarters of 2023. She goes on later, to be sure there are a number of reasons this is happening, but perhaps the main one was revealed on March 17 by riot leader, the head rioter, Ami Dror, in a WhatsApp group chat with his colleagues. The communication, which Dror authenticated in an interview with Channel 14, was reported on X, Twitter, by a poster who operates under the handle Arabello Tuna Hunter. Stick with me. In that communication, Dror, the head rioter, told his colleagues that the White House was asking them to reinstate the riots. Based on what he referred to as a conversation with his contacts in the White House, Dror set out in granular detail the White House's four-part plan to overthrow the Netanyahu government. The components involved actions on the ground in Gaza, the use of the UN Security Council, extortion of government ministers in the Netanyahu government, and mass protests. Dror called his report an important update from the American administration. He explained that his update followed an earlier text he sent on March 6 on the same topic. Quote, the American plan as I published it on March 6 remains unchanged. The day after my publication, the Biden administration announced the establishment of an American port in Gaza that will seize from Israel the ability to rule the strip. The port will be used initially to provide food, but the central purpose of the port is to rebuild Gaza. The purpose of the U.S. campaign for humanitarian aid, he explained, was twofold: undermining the control of the Israeli defense forces in Gaza and blackmailing government ministers. Well, Netanyahu's chief political rival is Gantz. Gantz was summoned to Washington a few weeks ago, and he went because they want to replace Netanyahu with Gantz. So this guy, Dror, the head rioter, he said, Gantz wrote, was summoned to the United States for a reprimand. He was humiliated. The Americans said hair-raising things to him. At the start of the war, the Americans demanded that he join the government. He was their man, the man that would ensure that Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir didn't set the world on fire. He came in, he blocked the war in Lebanon, promised that he was going in for 6 weeks, and then he and the protest groups would take the government apart. After 6 weeks, he and Dory promised that by January 1, they would deliver the goods, and in practice, the final deadline the Americans gave him was Ramadan. In other words, overthrow Netanyahu by Ramadan. When he didn't deliver for the U.S., the administration understood that they can't trust Gantz. Maybe he'll be a comfortable prime minister in the future, but the Americans seized full control over management of the war against Netanyahu. And guess what? Gantz announced last week that in September he wants a new election or he's out of the government. And there's other articles on this in Breitbart by our friend Joel Pollack, what's taking place.
Well, we'll stop right there. again, some of that last part may be a little sensationalism, but I want to just give you the main report. But as I said, that's really alarming, what he's saying there concerning the government. Caroline Glick has been a real good source in the Israel battle with Gaza, and that is a real vetted source. She's done a really good job, and we have seen this even in our Senate, where Senator Schumer stated that they need new elections, we need to remove the prime minister, which is tampering, which is illegal in U.S. government. But nonetheless, because the left owns the courts and owns the Congress, Senate, Senate especially, that goes unchecked. This is the lawlessness. You know, when the love of God is removed, lawlessness rules. The love of many will grow cold, right? Because it becomes a lawless generation. That's the power of law in the spirit never changes. God's spiritual laws never move. Well, men's tries to imitate that through natural law, but the problem is humans can rise up and say, I don't care. And when they control the environments around which enforce law, then they can get away with it, and that's what's happening. So here's what I want to do today for us as Americans. Now, you guys in the nations, you need to find out what your governments are doing, if you can, and pray accordingly to that. We've talked at length about South Africa and their stance, and the body of Christ there is doing a phenomenal job of counteracting the evil of their government toward covenant Israel. For us in America, we're not doing as good a job. We're angry and we're frustrated and we're venting, but we're not repenting. And that's what we need to do, because whether we like it or not, our president is our president. Even though I didn't vote for him, I would never vote for him, I'd never stand for anything that he stands for, but he is my president. I didn't have a choice. It's the democracy we live in, and it's a crisis that's out of my control. That part of it is, him being in office. But I can control what happens in the spirit realm through being an intercessor and being somebody who repents for the actions of Americans. So as American right now, and those of you guys who are listening to us right now, you ladies and gentlemen, as Americans, we must own this. We must own the fact that our government is standing against Israel and is beginning to infiltrate and beginning to try to radicalize the left and create activities that would cause a fall of a government. We need his grace. If we are not careful, we will see the fall of our government because of that and move into some type of utter chaos if we don't do what's right. So listen to me as Americans, and I'm going to do this prayer right now. Please join with me. Father, as an American right now, as an American citizen who is born here, who has family or generational families here, this is my home. Lord, I repent on behalf of my U.S. government. I repent on behalf of Joe Biden and his administration that has tried to do things behind the scene to initiate activity that's illegal, immoral, and against covenant Israel. I repent for that, Lord. I thank you, God, that your mercy would stay upon our land in the midst of us standing up right now. God, I recognize that this is not your plan. Your plan is to remove every spirit that's deteriorating your covenant promise concerning the land. Lord, you say in Joel chapter 3 that it's your land, and you come against any nation that divides it. Lord, we repent on behalf of America today in Jesus' name. Amen. It's as simple as that, guys. Do it daily as the Lord shows you things and repent. We also saw this week that Australia is anticipating or planning possibly to unilaterally declare a Palestinian state. For you Australia, I don't know if we have anybody listening in Australia. I knew I had a couple people. Pray for your nation that be thwarted and that action would not be implemented lest Australia suffer the consequences. And that is in the Pacific Rim with the dream I gave yesterday. That would cause that. For a judgment to come upon an atrocity to come upon the land of Australia, I'm not threatening. I'm just saying that's what happens when you do something like what they're planning to do or possibly planning to do in Australia. So we pray for the Australians, Father, that they would rise up, the church would rise up there and say, no, we will stand with covenant Israel in this hour. In Jesus' name. Okay. Let me pray for you that you'd have prophetic insight on how to stand in this hour concerning this issue. Father, I thank you for these intercessors that, Lord, labor with us and fight with us and stand on your word. And we are fighting for your word. We're fighting for your promise. It's your land, Lord. It's not the Israelis, the Jews. It's your land. Yes, they steward it, but your land it is. And we pray for that covenant promise. We pray for the boundaries that you set in the book of Genesis. May they be established, Lord. May Jerusalem become a praise in all the earth, just like your word says. We pray that today in the name of Yeshua for all our prayer warriors. In the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Love you guys. Come back tomorrow for Supernatural Friday. See ya. Welcome, and thanks for listening to our daily podcast here from Christian Center Shreveport in Louisiana, United States of America. Don't forget our Olive School of Ministry. Now, we are taking fall applications for the fall 24 session. You can go to olivesm.com, and you'll find the information about our website. Full-time ministry, training you on how to be in the ministry of the Lord. Okay, we want you to do that. Thanks for your giving. You can do that on our website or app, and you can find everything we're doing there on our application. God bless you. See you tomorrow.